This is the Ladbrokes Racing Channel. Keep up to date with all the latest racing news and previews at news.ladbrokes.com. And for all the latest odds, head to ladbrokes.com. Online, on mobile, and also on tablet.
Hello, you're listening to the Scottish Grand National Preview. My name's William Geldart. Alongside me, I've got Ben Stones and Matt Mower. Gents, let's have a look at this then. Gallant Oscar, the favourite, third behind the Druid's Nephew at Cheltenham. He's the outright favourite with us at 8-1. Ben, I'm going to kick off with you. Do you think this is a worthy favourite?
Worthy favourite, yes. Value, no. Like you say, he's third at Cheltenham behind Druid's Nephew, who was going very well in the Grand National when he came down on the second circuit. Before that, he was fourth in the Fiesta's chase behind Jack Adams. So he's got some real smart form lines in there, but he's been creeping up the handicap. I think he's only off 10 stone one here, so obviously he's on a low weight. But you know how much improvement there is left, we don't know. But it's hard to know whether he'll stay. He unseated before he was really asked a question in the Irish Grand National last year. When Shut the Front Door was the winner there. But I think he's probably a worthy favourite. But in a race as open as this, you've got to look for prices bigger than 8-1, I think.
Okay, and Matt, I know you've got your own opinions there, so crack on.
Yeah, I think that was a really good run at Cheltenham behind the Druid's Nephew. He stayed on really well going over the last, so I think that probably suggests he'll enjoy the step-up in trip. As Ben says, that Theus Chase form has worked out really well. I think Guniella was just ahead of him that day as well, who obviously went on to win the Midlands Grand National, so that's worked out really well. I think he'd probably like a bit more cut in the ground, but there's talk that they're going to water the course overnight, so I think he's handicapped well enough to go really well.
Okay, and as you mentioned, Ben, it's a wide open race. Let's have a look at a few of the other market principles, likes of Catching On. Was the Midlands National fav, obviously disappointed a little in that, and arguably artificially short, of course, with the McCoy factor as well. What are we expecting here?
Yeah, as you say, I think anything AP McCoy rides between now and the end of the month is going to be perhaps shorter than it should be. But yeah, as you say, he went off at 5-2 favourite for the Midlands National, which looked a crazy price at the time. I know hindsight's a wonderful thing. Obviously, he fell that day. He's got Dougie Costello on board this time. He's 12-1. He's much better price this time round. He won the Devon National at Exeter very easily. He's gone up £15 for that win. So he's creeping up the handicap. The question mark for me, again, Matt mentioned about the ground for Gallant Oscar. I think Catching On would probably want a bit more cut in the ground, which is probably the same for a lot of the horses, perhaps near the top of the market here.
Okay, and talking of heavily backed horses, one that's been very heavily backed for this particular race, Sam Winner. Obviously well clear a lot of these on ratings, but with a big weight on his back, what do you reckon to his chances?
Yeah, I mean, Sam Winner's the class horse in the race. He's come on leaps and bounds this season, which saw him get a go at the Gold Cup, but I don't think he quite had the speed to go with them in a race of that quality. I would have preferred him to go down the national route, actually, instead of going for the Gold Cup, as I think this horse just stays and stays and stays. He beat the Druid's Nephew over 3 mile 3 at Cheltenham, giving him £6, which is looking up really, really good form. And he finished third in the Lexus. I might be slightly concerned that he's quite a lazy horse and he can require a little bit of pushing along early doors. And what you want your horse to do in like a big marathon trip like this is just settle nicely into a rhythm and just pop the fences. As you say, he also carries a mammoth weight, but you know, he's got plenty of guts and he's the best horse in the field, and we saw that with Many Clouds at Aintree, so who's to say he's not going to win here?
Yeah, great chances for Sam Winner. Let's have a look just briefly then at a few of the others towards the top of the market, like some Broadway Buffalo, obviously the National Hunt Chase second, big stayer. Sago Success, obviously fifth behind Broadway Buffalo in that. Winner at Weatherby in the winter on soft ahead of the subsequent Sky Bet. Chase Winner if in doubt. And I suppose we've got to have a word as well for Alco, last year's winner. Should be reasonably fresh after an early fall at Aintree.
Yeah, I mean, there's a stat that says, I think in the last 10 years, 20 horses have gone from the Aintree Grand National to the Scottish Grand National. I think only one of them has placed. So that record is pretty damning. But I mean, obviously, Alco only got as far as the first fence. So whether you can say he took part at Aintree is questionable. He was 40-1 winner last year. You're not going to get anything like that sort of price this time round. He's £5 higher than his win 12 months ago, but Sean Bowen, who's obviously been red hot this season, he takes off three. So effectively, he's running off £2 higher. So you can see him running a big race, I suppose. Touch on a few of the others you mentioned there. Broadway Buffalo, it's never been a horse I've been that taken with. He's second in the 4 miler at Cheltenham, which, you know, he shows he's going to get the trip. But the thing with this horse is jumping can be terrible at times. He's put in a fair few blunders on his last few starts. But the last time he did put a clear round in, he won. That was at Haydock in the Tommy Whittle. So I think if you get a clear round from Broadway Buffalo, you could be in with a chance of getting some place money, or perhaps even taking a win. But I think with so many fences to be jumped, with, you know, a big field, I think his jumping is going to be put to the test, and I can just see him blundering his way around and struggling. Sega Success, as you say, won at Weatherby, won the Hampton Novices Chase. That was a real nice staying performance. He was fifth in that 4 miler at Cheltenham. But he's another light Broadway Buffalo that probably prefer a bit of cut in the ground. It's going to be a common theme, I think. He is actually £6 worse off for a length beating of Cogri for that run at Cheltenham. So I think when you got Sega Success at 14-1 and Cogri at 20s, there's only one place you can be looking between those two. Cogri's turned into a real sort of tough, progressive staying type. He won over 3 mile 2 at Warwick. He's £1 out of the handicap, which is a consequence of Sam Wynne being in the race, obviously knocking a lot of the horses out of the handicap. But, I mean, he's only £1 out. He carries a weight of 10 stone dead. So, you know, with a feather weight, you could see him running well at a big price.
Okay, let's look further down then. Let's look for a potential local hero, Live For It. Only one Scottish winner in the last 30 years of this race, so this would be a popular selection. Veteran, 11 now, but you've got to say he's got a chance. 3 from 4 this season, including a Grand National trial win at Haydock last time out.
Yeah, as you say, this horse has been rejuvenated this year. As you say, he won the Grand National trial, beating Harry the Viking, who reopposes again here. It'll be a very, very popular win. You know, this horse is trained locally. He's part-owned by the mother of the late Campbell Gillies, so don't expect a dry eye in the house if this horse delivers. I think he was pulled up in this race last year, so, you know, he has to reverse that kind of showing. But as you say, he's in form. He's off a fairly nice weight. There's no reason why you can't run a big race.
Okay. And Matt, one you've looked at, Guniella, the Midlands Grand National winner. Give us your thoughts on that.
Well, I'll be surprised if this one actually runs, because it's likely that he'll be a non-runner again because the ground's quite good. But yeah, this horse is still quite unexposed, showed what he could do in the Midlands. That was a really nice performance, I thought. Was going to go to the Aintree, but obviously didn't get in the final 40. But there's no reason why I can't see him going well again here.
Okay, and just one final word from you, Ben, for Houblon de Zobo. A few impressive form lines this season that you've picked out.
Yeah, I really like this horse. I want to follow for a couple of years. Yeah, he's a real ultra game stay-in chaser. He's bumped into a few good ones this year, we can say. You know, he was second in the Hennessy behind Many Clouds off top weight. So he's the only one within a stone of Sam Wynne in the weights this year. So we know he carries a decent, he can carry weight in these big performances. He was second behind the Young Master at Ascot. That horse obviously been hugely progressive this season, and then he was second behind Coneygree. So, you know, the form lines there are pretty strong. He's 25-1. He hasn't run this far before. He unseated when he ran in the Bet365 Gold Cup last year, I think it was. He unseated at the first, so we don't know whether he stays. But I mean, he's a real battling performer, second in a Hennessy off top weight. There's no doubt in that smart form, especially then with Many Clouds going on to take the Grand National one. I think at 25-1, he could be a nice each way bet.
Yeah, and just another one I've got is Milbrough. He's from a local yard. Ian Duncan trains him. He won the Ida last time out, and he looks like he could have plenty to offer in these big staying chases. That was only his second venture over 4 miles, and after running well at the festival the year before. Graham Waters is on board, and they seem to get on really well together, winning the last two times. Yeah, and I think that Ida form is really solid. There were some good horses in that race, like Shotgun Paddy. Yeah, and I think the trainer said there could be more to come from him, and he'll come on for that run. So, yeah, could be worth a shout at about 20-1.
All right, cheers, Matt. One outsider I'm going to put up, Sam's Town. Loves the sun on his back in this time of year. Yeah, he did win a reasonable contest at this course in April 2014, and then a subsequent winner of the Peter Marsh at Haydock in January. Again, around the sort of 25-1 mark, so I think there could be some each-way value there. Talking of each-way value, we are going to be paying five places on the Scottish Grand National. So head to ladbrokes.com, online, on mobile and on tablet for that. And good luck with all your bets.